This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard with Michael Bartley this week, and severe and deadly weather over the weekend has our attention because we saw damage here. Fortunately, no deaths or major injuries. Let's check in with the National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Brudy. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
So over 40 people at least that we know of lost their lives due to this outbreak of tornadoes stretching down into the Gulf States, Mississippi. I saw a video there of Tylertown, Mississippi, and the whole town is actually just gone. What did we experience here yesterday?
Yeah, so luckily nothing to the extent of what they had down there. Obviously, thoughts are with all those people. That's just terrible to see. We did have pretty strong winds here yesterday. We noted a lot of tree and structural damage. We did have a gust out in eastern Ohio at the Zanesville Airport to 76 miles an hour, and the Latrobe Airport closer to home here gusted to 89 miles per hour. So those are some pretty intense winds for sure to see around here.
And we saw the damage due to that and power outages, a lot of tree limbs down. When you post as the National Weather Service a tornado warning, that means tornado is in progress or indicated on radar, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that means we've seen enough rotation on the radar and enough of a signature to say, hey, we think a tornado is either happening or is imminently going to happen. So, you know, obviously when you get that tornado warning, that's very important to take it so seriously, and that's why that type of warning sets off the emergency alert activation on your phone. So, yeah, those are obviously all warnings to be taken seriously, but especially tornado warnings.
Well, Matt, you mentioned 89 mile-per-hour winds at the Latrobe Airport, the Arnold Palmer Airport. 89 miles per hour, isn't that in the category of tornado winds?
It is. So we measure those on the Enhanced Fujita scale, and that would measure as an EF1. EF1 is 86 to 110 miles per hour. So, yeah, you're talking the equivalent of an EF1. So, again, that's why I said, you know, all warnings are especially important to be taken seriously, but especially severe thunderstorm warnings, too, because, you know, you don't need to have a tornado to have significant damage caused by winds, as, you know, we saw with that observation.
Yeah, with a straight line wind. So you send a team out under circumstances to determine whether it was a straight line wind damage or a tornadic activity, correct?
That is correct. Yep, we'll have two teams going out today to check out the areas within the tornado warnings yesterday where we had some notable reports of damage from the local emergency managers. So we'll be taking a look at that to make a determination of what happened out there.
Well, we appreciate it, Matt. And while we got you, between now and Thursday, the first day of spring, we're going to have this cool day today, but then we're going to zoom right back up over the next couple.
We are, yeah. We'll be pushing back into the 60s on Tuesday and then right back to the mid-70s on Wednesday before taking a hit, ironically, down on Thursday back to the 50s, which is actually a little bit closer to normal for this time of year. So, yeah, it's still playing the tail of two seasons.
March weather is always sort of a ping-pongy deal, isn't it?
Four-season month,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure it is. When you get into these, you know, transition seasons, as we call them, spring and fall, you know, once we can get this weather to bounce around.
And how much rain did we get yesterday?
Locally, we had up to about a half an inch in spots, but, you know, luckily the stuff was moving enough that, you know, it wasn't causing too many issues. But it was raining hard for the time that it was raining, for sure.
Yeah, it was. All right, Matt, appreciate the update. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, same to you guys.
Have a great day, Matt.
Yep,
Matt Brudy from the National Weather Service, meteorologist. And so there you have it, all the details of what transpired yesterday. Want to back up last half hour and thank Jim Rooney for being here with the Ireland Fund tonight. Mm-hmm. And the Rooney family gathered.
His dad started the Ireland Fund with Tony O'Reilly.
Way back.
We're talking way back. Tony O'Reilly, who was the CEO of Heinz, in case we're dating ourselves.
Yeah. And he was married to a very famous lady as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at some auction items tonight, by the way, which you can, I guess, check out online, but two great prizes. So one is a trip to the Ireland game in Dublin.
They're going to make some money on that one.
That's going to be big.
You don't have to be at the event to bid on that, I don't think.
No, you can go to givesmart.com, check it out, the Ireland Fund Pittsburgh. And then the other is a trip to the Indianapolis 500. Because Chip Ganassi is recognized.
Chip Ganassi is, he's so huge in sports. He's a legend. But you know what? If you saw him in a restaurant downtown, you're talking about what happened in any neighborhood you want. He's the most approachable. He's a real Pittsburgh guy. I'm so glad the American Ireland Fund that they're honoring him. I really am.
And Evan Fraser with the Patricia Rooney Award for his philanthropic.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
That said, I went up to Laurel Valley once for an event, and my joke was Chip Ganassi was there, and I said, you're having a good day when you pass Chip Ganassi on Route 30.
That's hilarious. I love it. Oh, man.
Turn bad, you can tune to the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van, Butler Transit Authority, and McVeigh Plumbing and Heating. Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Happy St. Patty's Day to all of you.
So what are you going to do the rest of the day?
I'm going to have corned beef and cabbage for lunch. I have to have it. And I like, what I love with it? Horseradish. I don't know where I'm going to get it yet. I don't know yet. There used to be a lot of corned beef places around, but we'll see what happens. And then just home, those party days are long gone for me. Yeah. By the way, Paul Rasmussen had Pittsburgh's Irish population, 16%, which is high. That's high. You were right about something, Larry.
Richard. Oh, good. I was right about
You ready?
Yeah.
The number one per capita city in the United States, Cook County, Illinois, which is? Chicago.
Named after?
Chicago.
Cook something in Ireland?
I don't know. Okay, ready?
Well, there's so many Irish towns here.
I know. Oh, I know.
Named after places in Ireland. Donegal. Sligo.
Sligo. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Sligo.
Up near Clarion.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. Wait. So, full ancestry from Ireland in the United States, 11 million. Partial ancestry, 40 million. That's a lot of Irish Americans. It is.
That is.
Pennsylvania ranks very high. I don't know the exact ranking, but very high. Philadelphia, where Casey's from. Bob Casey, Joe Biden, where are they from again?
Ireland?
No! In Pennsylvania. Scranton, yeah. That's very high per capita as well. And Pittsburgh's very high per capita, Allegheny County, Irish Americans. Yes, indeed.
Do you think Rich Fitzgerald's Irish?
Oh, do you think so?
He's got a son that has that Irish pub.
It's over in Lawrenceville, and I heard very good things about it.
Yeah.
I heard really good food, everything.
The one thing that I did notice, and you have to give the Italian-Americans.
Yeah, of course.
They got more restaurants than the Irish.
wait. They look at me and they're
not as many pubs.
And they always say to me, what Irish food? What are you talking about? But the food in Ireland, you've been there. You don't like it? I think the salmon's great. The Irish breakfast, that blood pudding, I can't do that.
No.
Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Okay, and the eggs sort of have like a film on the Did you?
No.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, you're not wrong.
Okay, all right. But like for dinner, the food is okay.
What would be a traditional Irish dinner?
I think probably salmon, potatoes.
Well, they're on an island, so there's plenty of seafood.
People make fun of me because I
especially
say potatoes. Do you say potatoes?
Potatoes.
I was such a yinzer. I'm such a yinzer. I was in Utah last week, and we were at a steakhouse. And I said, what kind of potatoes do you have? And the guy goes, excuse me, sir. And I said, right here, what kind of potatoes do you have? And then he said, potatoes? And I said, yeah, potatoes, if I need to be correct, you know?
Aaron, let's put Aaron to the test.
Poor Aaron.
Our producer, Aaron Ferragonio.
Yeah.
Italian-American by marriage. Mm-hmm. But can you name an Irish food? When I say Irish food, what do you say? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I have the visual of it, and I'm blanking. Like, it's
what?
It's a vegetable. It's like clear, almost. What is that?
Haggis.
No, not haggis. Stop it. That's Scottish. Are you talking about cabbage?
No,
Aaron?
But what?
What do you mean
with
clear?
With the noodles and this vegetable.
Oh, you talking about a halushki?
Yes.
That's not Irish.
Well, I tried.
Is it Polish?
No, that's Slovak, isn't it?
Whoa.
I don't know.
I was way off.
I'm going to get yelled at. I'm going to get yelled at.
866-391-1020.
Let us know.
Call and holler.
Call and holler at us.
That was a group effort to figure it out, and it wasn't even Irish.
You never heard of potatoes?
Do you know what?
I love potatoes.
Potatoes. Do you know what shepherd's pie is?
I love shepherd's pie.
Do you?
Yes.
Wait, lamb. Irish people eat lamb. I don't eat it. Do you?
Lamb.
I don't eat it that much.
They love lamb. Jimmy Lamb.
We have Jimmy Lamb.
I know
on
you
Friday.
Did. I know. I heard it. I love Jimmy Lamb. Michael Lamb, Tommy Lamb.
You know,
all the
he
Lambs.
Sings with Connor the group,
Lamb.
Guaranteed Irish.
Oh, they're wonderful. I know.
With Mr. Foley.
Yeah. Oh.
You know who else a big performer?
Who?
Donnie Irish.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You've got Detective Manning.
Yeah.
Is a singer.
But you know what's interesting, Aaron? And now you went to Pitt, right?
I went to Point Park.
Oh, you went to Point Park.
Yeah.
You know when you guys celebrated St. Paddy's Day in Pittsburgh, you celebrated on the parade day.
Yes.
Not on the actual day, but you know, in New York and Chicago, it's today.
The parade.
And people will take a vacation day tomorrow.
Who told me? On Friday, a woman called. She said Shaler's High School Band is performing in New York City today in their parade.
On the parade. You know, that's on national television. That's another thing. I'm going to get my corned beef sandwich to go. I'm going to go home and watch that parade. That's on live television. I watch it every year.
A good corned beef sandwich is really good.
Wait, what? The Shaler Band?
Shaler High School Band. A woman called and said their band is performing in New York City.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad she called. Aaron, you're thinking of cabbage if you're thinking of halushki.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
And that is not an Irish. What is? Oh, man. And you made fun of Larry for mispronouncing something?
Okay, you guys humbled me back. It's fine.
Hosey or whatever I said about
Yes, yeah. That was right. Yep.
Hosey.
Aaron, don't get mad at me, but I squealed on you. I ratted you out. I said, Larry, don't feel bad. It's generational because 2 weeks ago when Larry was in Florida having his Eggs Benedicts by the pool and we were here doing birthdays, you said, oh, today's birthday, he's 86 years old from CBS News, Bob Schieffer. And I'm like, what?
You don't know.
What? Bob Schieffer.
All right. We've cleaned that all up.
Mm-hmm.
Irish menu. Did you know the Titanic was launched from Ireland?
Yeah, Belfast.
And they had food there.
Yeah.
Morning show. Happy Monday. I'm Larry Richard. And every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You know, I never asked you how you got into this particular work. I mean, why do you care about all these retirees?
Well, you probably remember catalog store, Montgomery Ward's. Yeah, so my dad had a Montgomery Ward's catalog store.
Really?
Yes, in Butler, New Jersey. And I can remember my parents doing really well, this is in the early 80s. I would work at my dad's store, and I can remember at the time things were really good. There was a very popular doll being sold called the Cabbage Patch doll, which everybody remembers.
I remember.
And there'd be lines out the door.
I remember. For Christmas.
My dad's catalog store, there'd be a line wrapped around, the side of the building. But I can remember the day that my dad got a call from a friend of his, and he said, "Bob," he said, "have you watched the news today?" And my dad said, "No, why? What's going on?" He says, "Well, you should turn it on." My dad turned it on and found out that Montgomery Ward's was filing for bankruptcy, and they were going to be closing a lot of the catalog stores. This was the day of corporate raiders, and Montgomery Ward's was one of those that kind of got raided and taken over, and they wound up closing everything down. But it changed my parents' life overnight. And so, as a young kid, I can remember being, in bed at night and hearing all the arguments about the money struggles and everything else. And so it impacted me, hearing those arguments at night. And so I thought, if I could learn about money and understand how it works, maybe I could help my parents. And then it turned into, maybe I can help other people. And then I came here to Pittsburgh to go to school at Robert Morris. I thought I was going to head back home to New Jersey where I grew up.
We snagged you.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go to work on Wall Street. Instead, I went to work for a big firm here in Pittsburgh. And 1999, I went to work. And first day on the job, somebody says to me, "Hey, kid, you're going to be answering the phones." And I said, "Okay, I have no idea what I'm doing." I had just passed my financial exam, and I thought to myself, "Wow, I passed my financial exam, and I'm going to be answering the phones." But I was answering the phones at a tough time because the tech bubble had bursted, and of course, everybody was losing money. So I was taking a lot of phone calls from a lot of panicked investors. "I want to get out of the market. Get me out today. I can't be in here anymore." I didn't know what to tell these people. I just passed my exam. Just because you passed your exam doesn't mean you're ready to start advising. Kind of like just because you passed your medical boards doesn't mean you should start doing heart surgery. There's a fellowship that you need to do and things that, And I had the opportunity to sit with these advisors, financial advisors that had been in the business for 25, 30 years. I would hear them tell people things like, make sure you have a well-diversified portfolio in different sectors. And as you get older, what we'll do is we'll remove some of that risk that you have with stocks and we'll put the money into bonds. And I just kept seeing people's portfolios go down. I never saw a positive return in my first year. But what changed my life is I took a call from a guy by the name of Sam. I'll never forget it. He called up. He says, "I needed to get out of the stock market. I cannot afford to lose another dime because I need this money to live off of." So I go to his financial advisor, I explain the situation, and his advisor said to me, "Brian, I need you to get back on the phone with him and let him know everything's going to be fine and just remind him to not worry about anything. He's in it for the long haul." So as a good employee, I went back to the phone and I said exactly that. And what this gentleman said to me next is why I'm so passionate about protecting people's money. He said, "Brian, I'm 75 years old. How much damn long haul does this guy think I've got left?" Which is 100% true.
Right.
And I said, "Sam, what was the purpose of this money?" He says, "Brian, I needed it for income and I can't afford to lose it anymore." And that conversation changed my life, Larry.
Every individual's story is unique.
Yes.
To your point.
Yeah.
I remember a neighbor worked for a hardware store for almost 50 years.
Yep.
And they went under. He didn't have any money.
That's right.
Through the company. So you got to make your own game plan. Do it with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, really powerful story, and appreciate you sharing that.
And Larry, I'll say this. When you've won the game, you don't need to keep playing it anymore.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Shower activity spotty around the region early, moving out of the area, but it is leaving us with some cooler air. The high today, just 46, 36 now, but we'll jump back up to near 70 tomorrow, near 80 on Wednesday, and that is the last day of winter, Michael.
Is it already?
Spring is official on Thursday.
Man. Thursday, and we're going to have, that's going to be a beautiful day.
The vernal equinox. Do you do something special on the first day of spring?
Oh, yeah. I go looking for flowers. I go to the flower show. No.
What,
No, I don't do anything special.
What kind of car do you drive? Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Let me guess.
Oh.
A hybrid.
No. Oh, why would you think that?
I don't know. You just seem like you
like
would
a
be...
like a hybrid guy.
Hybrid.
No, I drive a Nissan. Yeah, I like it.
Fiercely redesigned. Yeah. What type?
Wait, it's an Altima. I like it very much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kind of car do you drive?
A fiercely redesigned Nissan.
Wait, let me guess.
Nissan
what kind
Road?
Of car do you drive? You drive a Cadillac.
No.
Huh?
No, it's a fiercely redesigned Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is it?
All-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's really good.
Very
you
intuitive.
Need that for the mornings. Oh, boy, do you ever in the winter.
Oh, yeah, because this year, probably the most challenging year in terms of cold and driving into work. We hit some snowstorms, which we haven't had many of in the last few years. This was...
You know, a couple of the times that you were in Bradenton?
Yeah.
Or in Florida, and I had to fill in for you. Oh, boy, it was white-knuckle time.
Yeah.
Because I have to come off my hill. I live way up on top of the hill, overlooking the city.
In the Greenfield area.
Yeah.
You near my wife's uncle, Steve, used to live there.
Oh, yeah.
Kennebec.
Oh, yeah, in Kennebec. Yeah. I'm not far from there a little bit.
It's a beautiful view.
Oh, it's a beautiful view. We love living up on the hill.
I look down
at the Mon. And then downtown, and it's beautiful. But if there's ice and snow, I can't get off the hill. And, oh, boy, that was white-knuckle time because I had to be here for you.
All right, you mentioned Pirates. Guess what? In just a few minutes, we're going to give a pair of tickets to the home opener against the day after the opener. It's Saturday, but the New York Yankees at PNC Park.
Yeah.
Coming up next. You two tickets to see the Bucks and Yankees at PNC Park Saturday, April 5th. That is a 4:05 start. 412-922-1020. Michael Bartley, pick a number.
Oh, boy, I'll go 8.
Caller number 8.
There it is.
Aaron will make you a winner.
Oh, ho.
412.
Watch the board light up.
Yeah, baby.
Woo!
Behave.